This summer, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, issued a report about the mental health needs of veterans. In its report, the organization called on the Department of Defense to issue Purple Hearts to soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. One of NAMI's Veterans Advisory Council representatives here in Washington resigned over the effort. The request has not gotten much traction at the DOD and has angered some veterans groups. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Jim Sims received his Purple Heart for a shrapnel injury while serving in Vietnam. Sims says he empathizes with service members who are affected with PTSD.
There's no question that there are consequences associated with post-traumatic stress. You know, I've seen it personally. You know, I question myself at times with my lack of patience.
Sims says he was far more comfortable while he was overseas serving with his fellow Marines. He knew the exact routine. He knew he could depend on them. It was far more unnerving, he says, after returning to Northern Virginia, dealing with traffic and unpredictable neighbors. Sims is also a past commander of the Veterans Service Organization Military Order of the Purple Heart. The group's members voted unanimously at their recent annual meeting not to support awarding the Purple Heart to service members who have PTSD but no other physical wounds from combat.
The members of the military or the Purple Heart are very conscious of post-traumatic stress. But does it of itself deserve a Purple Heart? The answer of the recipients is no.
Sims says symptoms of the disorder can be faked, that the origins of the post-traumatic stress can be questionable. The Purple Heart is one of the oldest military honors awarded in the name of the president. U.S. service members who are wounded or killed in action are entitled to receive the Purple Heart. The award gives veterans a slight edge when it comes to receiving VA benefits, including a higher priority when scheduling appointments. The criteria for eligibility have expanded over the years, most recently to include traumatic brain injury. Some veterans and Purple Heart recipients say including PTSD would do a disservice to physically wounded troop members. Ron Honberg is the Director of Policy and Legal Affairs for the National Alliance of Mental Illness.
Well, we have, in fact, received some pushback, certainly from other veteran service organizations and also from some veterans within our own membership.
Honberg says his organization's efforts were meant to raise awareness of the stigma around PTSD that still exists in the military.
Mental illnesses, and you know, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, are real. Soldiers who experience them are as worthy and deserving of compassion and, being recognized for their military service, including their combat-related military service, as all other soldiers.
Honberg notes that even a Purple Heart wouldn't guarantee that service members would get the mental health treatment and support they need to recover. But, he says, it would send a message that this particular wound of war could not be swept under the carpet. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.